Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the 19th reading. The 19th reading in the book, The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. We're currently on page 93 in the last two paragraphs, and this reading will take us to the end, exactly to page 100, half of the book. And the end of this chapter on Rabia al-Adibia. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Page 93. And again, a story of the same nature is as follows. It is related that Ibrahim ibn Adam, a very holy person, spent 14 years making his way to the Kaaba, because in every place of prayer, he prayed two ruku, and at last when he reached the Kaaba, he did not see it. He said to himself, "Alas, what has happened to my eyes? Maybe a sickness has come to them." And then he heard a voice, which said, "No harm has befallen your eyes, but the Kaaba has gone to meet a woman who is approaching." Ibrahim was seized with jealousy and said, "Oh, indeed, who is this?" And he ran and saw Rabia arriving, and the Kaaba was back in its place. Once when Rabia, may Allah be pleased with her, was asked, "Where have you come from?" And she said, "From that world." They then asked her, "Where are you going?" And she replied, "To that world." And they asked, "What are you doing in this world?" And she said, "I am sorrowing." And they asked, "In what way?" And she said, "I'm eating the bread of this world and doing the work of that world." Someone said, "One so persuasive in speech is worthy to keep a guest house." She replied, "I myself am keeping a rest house. Whatever is within, I do not allow to go out, and whatever is without, I do not allow to come in. If anyone comes in or goes out, he doesn't concern me, for I am contemplating my own heart, not mere clay." Rabia's companion spoke about how she was always weeping. And when she was asked, "Why do you weep like this?" she said, "I fear that I may be cut off from him to whom I am accustomed, and that at the hour of death a voice may say that I am not worthy." We can perhaps find both the inner depth and the height of the meaning of her need for poverty in a story relating to a period in the early days of Rabia's walking on the path of Allah. This was always to be a reminder to her of the need to strive and surrender all of her existence to her beloved Lord if she was to reach to the goal of what he desired of her. She, may Allah hallow her secret, told of how when she was making the pilgrimage and upon reaching the standing on Arafat, she heard a voice saying to her, "Oh, you who call upon me, what request have you to make of me?" If it is myself that you desire, then I will show you one flash of my glory, but in that you will be absorbed and melt away. She then said, O Lord of glory, Rabia has no means of reaching to that degree, but I desire one particle of poverty. The voice said, O Rabia, poverty is the drought and famine of our wrath, which we have placed in the way of men. When but a hair's breadth remains between them and union with us, everything is changed and union becomes separation. As for you, you still have 70 veils of existence, and until you have come forth from beneath these veils, you will not benefit even to speak of that poverty. The key to Rabia's reaching and living in the loving presence of her Lord was her constant prayer. Her constant prayer, her remembrance, and her request for forgiveness for all of her shortcomings. And in knowing that her union with her beloved God could not come in the way that she desired, but only in the way that he desired for her. She was also well aware that her remembrance and repentance did not come from herself, but from him, her beloved God. It is said that someone once said to her, I have committed many sins. If I turn in repentance, Tawbah, toward Allah, will he turn in his mercy toward me? She said, No, but if he will turn towards you, you will turn toward him. For Rabia, repentance was a gift from Allah, she said. Seeking forgiveness with the tongue is the sin of lying. If I seek repentance of myself, I shall have need of repentance again. Or she also said, Our asking for forgiveness of Allah itself needs forgiveness. She, may Allah be pleased with her, said, O God, my whole occupation and all my desire in this world of all worldly things is to remember you. And in the hereafter it is to meet you. This is on my side, as I have stated. Now you do whatever you will. Our Sheikh says that in her nightly prayers she loved to commune with her beloved God, saying, O God, the night has passed and the day has dawned. How I long to know if you have accepted my prayers or if you have rejected them. Therefore, console me, for it is yours to console the state of mine. You have given me life and cared for me, and yours is the glory. If you want to drive me from your door, yet would I not forsake it for the love that I bear in my heart towards you. As for the rest of the story of her life in this world, it is said, about 7 years before she died, she traveled to Jerusalem with a woman companion and attendant, and she brought a small house with some land. She bought a small house with some land surrounding it on top of the holy mountain of Olives, At-Tur. There she lived, and from there she used to walk down every day to Al-Aqsa Mosque, where she prayed and she gave teachings to the people, both men and women, who came to listen to her. Although she was a woman, nobody could prevent her from doing this, because it was Allah who moved her in this way to be the means of manifesting himself to the people who sought him through her. Then after praying and teaching in the mosque, she would walk back up the mountain to her house, and this she did every day until she died in the year 185 AH or 801 CE. After she died, her followers built a tomb for her, which still exists near the Christian Church of the Ascension on top of the Mountain of Olives. It is visited by those who remember her and thank Allah for the blessing which He granted through her life. The example of a holy soul filled with His spirit of mercy and compassion for all people, but most especially for His true seekers and lovers. Finally, the story of Rabia's life closes. In the 16th century CE, a holy sheikh called Sidi Muhammad Husayni al-Alami from Fez came from the Maghrib to Jerusalem and lived in the place which had been Rabia's house. The sheikh used to pray to Allah constantly to send some rich man to help him build a mosque for Rabia and to restore her tomb and to care about the land around it. This was during the period of the Uthmani rulers in Turkey. It happened that one night the Sultan of Turkey at that time had a dream in which he saw the Sheikh al-Alami praying. And the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, came to him and told him to go to Jerusalem to visit his son from his spirit there. The Sheikh al-Alami, who lived on the top of the Mountain of Olives. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told the Sultan that he must help this Sheikh to build a mosque there for his daughter Rabia and to repair her tomb. The Sultan followed exactly what the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had told him in his dream. He traveled to Jerusalem and found the Sheikh praying exactly as he had seen him in his dream. The Sultan then saw to the building of the beautiful little mosque which now stands between Rabia's tomb and the Christian Church of the Ascension. He provided money for the upkeep of the mosque, her tomb, and for the maintenance of the surrounding land which Rabia had bought. A special place which Allah praised and exalted is He, made for Rabia amongst His slaves, may be said to come from the depth of the sincerity of her yearning, love, and her bondsmanship and utter devotion to Him. For she had tasted of His love in every part of her being and in her annihilation, her fana, and in her perfect subsistence, baka, in Him. Then every word that she uttered through her surrender was filled with the certainty of lover for beloved, and beloved for lover. There was no space in her heart for any doubts about the beloved who was Allah, whether she was witnessing His beauty or His majesty. Allah, praised and exalted is He, used Rabia in the way that He wanted, so that many people drank from her love and were nourished by her spirit, and everybody and everything loved her and accepted her. For in truth it was Allah Himself, her beloved, who accepted her. She said, may Allah be pleased with her, in one of her nightly prayers, my Lord, eyes are at rest, stars are setting, hushed are the movements of the birds in their nests, of the monsters in the deep. And You are the just, who knows no chains, the everlasting that does not pass away. The doors of kings are locked and guarded by their henchmen, but Your door is open. Your door is open to whoso calls upon You. My Lord, each lover is now alone with his beloved, and I am alone with You. It is said when the time came for Rabia to leave this world, that at her last moment many holy people were sitting around her, and she asked them, rise and go out for a moment and leave the way free for the messengers of God Most High. All of them rose and went out, and when they had closed the door, they heard Rabia making her witness of faith, and they heard a voice saying, O soul, at peace, return unto your Lord, well-pleased and well-pleasing. Enter amongst my servants, enter my paradise. Quran 79:50. There was no further sound heard, and they returned to her room and found that her soul had left. As soon as she had rendered up her last breath, the doctors who were assembled had her body washed, recited over it prayers for the dead, and placed it in its last abode. It is recorded that after her death she appeared in a dream to one of her followers, who said to her, Tell us of your state and how you escaped from Munkir and Nakir. And she said, Three beings came and said, Who is your Lord? And I said, Return to tell your Lord. Notwithstanding the thousands and thousands of your creatures, you have not forgotten a weak old woman. I, who have only you in the world, have never forgotten you, that you should ask, Who is your Lord? May Allah grant that Rabia's spirit be always a living and life-giving spring, and a holy example of the love of a true child of the Divine Presence for all who follow the path of God's love and mercy. For this is the path of those who love Him in truth and sincerity, trust and in reverence, and who follow and live and die for His holy word. I would like everyone to open his real ear in his heart to listen for the holy story from the perfect lady. She walked very deeply on the way to Allah. She was the master of love, Rabia. Know how she gave everything for Allah. Know how she always lived inside the circle of the love of Allah. This is special. Special for my beloved daughters to learn how she walked, this perfect holy lady. She contained a deep marriage with Allah, and she crossed always. She never stopped. She gave everything, heart and body and soul, and she always made the real wedding between her and Allah. She looked to every face, and she saw only God. She was always in the deep sajda, prostration, but in the throne of the love of God. She's a good example to learn how to go through her spirit to cross to be exactly the Rabia of your time. The door is to open to drink from her wine, but this wine is different from any other wine. It's the wine of the essence of the deep secret love. This wine always gives real life. She was always in the real fana at the same time in the real baka. Allah gives. Allah is the merciful through the love from Him for all who love Him. This is a good example not only for the women. In my way, there's no separation between women and men. In my way, there's no he or she, only God. Destroy everything from the thick world, from the humanity, and swim. Swim in the deep ocean to be always singing and dancing inside the circle of the love of Allah. This is the real life. Without this life, there is no life. This is some of the story of Rabia. It is to teach us how to walk. How everybody can walk like Rabia, who crossed to Allah and lived for Allah and drank from the source of the love of Allah. She was completely in the real fana and the baka. And at the same time, she was always in the real garden between the arms of her beloved God. I wish for all beloveds to walk and take from her heart to learn how to be. This is a very special thing for everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.